Hello?
Sorry, it slipped my mind. Property.
I'm
Where
sorry,
was
you were breaking up. What was that?
that? I said, sorry about that. Said you had another property that you might be interested in selling, and it slipped my mind.
It's a downtown in like a historic part of Richmond. Jackson Ward area. You want me to give you the address?
Yeah, there's a need.
I mean, it's rentable ready, but yeah, if you want to put some work in, rejuvenate it, it can.
Okay.
But I don't know who's buying. Are you buying? Somebody else is buying? Are you guys flipping these? I
No,
don't know what kind of.
we'd be looking to buy it.
Yeah, it's me. I have it on the market to rent it out. I just put it on the market.
What's the
And
address, if you don't mind me asking?
501 Catherine Street.
501 Catherine. Oh, so it's listed. Okay. Yeah, I know. You know what? This is pretty wild. How long have you owned this?
Since 2006. I'm sorry, 2016.
Let's see. 2024. You rent to college kids, weren't you?
I mean, I rent to anybody, but it's usually college kids.
Yep, I've been in this house before.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just remember that porch and it being on the side. I think you used to, I don't know how well you knew your sense, but you used to have a guitar player or something. He used to play guitar. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But he used to play in that first room on the left.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a neat little house.
Yeah, it's a great house. I was just thinking about selling it because I need to buy a new house for myself.
Is it only three bedrooms?
Well, we treat it as a 4-bedroom. The downstairs there's a dining room and a living room, and the dining room is completely closed off, and we rent it out as a 4-bedroom. But technically, it's only 3 bedrooms upstairs. But I rent it always to 4 people.
Right.
Yeah.
One, two. Yeah, I know the outside. You haven't done much outside exterior wise, right? I mean,
Yeah, and it needs a little bit of lipstick on the front.
yeah. Okay. You must have, did you recently do the inside not too long ago?
I went through and we touched up everything, or touched up or rejuvenated it in July.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't look this good when I saw it. I mean, granted there were kids living there, but
Yeah.
what are you getting for rent on this thing, on something like this?
Normally I usually rent it around 2,400 depending on the season. I think I put it up for 2,400. But I think I've gotten a size like 2,600. And then my brother owns another property across the street that's just a little bit more up to date, like the kitchen, stainless steel appliances and all that. And it's a little bit smaller, and that one rents for 3,200. I usually just rent it out on a first showing just to get it out of the way. But at this point, I just need to sell it to so I can buy a primary residence for
What
myself.
would you, what would you sell something like this for?
Well, it really depends. I mean, I would probably try to sell it for around 350 or so, just because it does need a little bit of work on it. And I think his estimate for it is around 400 something, or like Black Knight or one of the Quantum, I think, is another one. Like all those people that estimate what the houses are. If it was like, up to date completely with brand new stuff in there and all that, I'd probably sell for like low to mid 400s. But because it needs some work, I understand most people are gonna want to have to put some money in it. Yeah, I actually put it up. I put it on the market for 375. I had to take it off the market to rent it out because I haven't sold yet. So I'm actually gonna put it back on the market.
Would you do, would you consider, you know, if I was going to buy it off market, I mean, would you work with me on price and, you know, we wouldn't have any realtor fees?
Yeah, I'm open
Okay.
to it. Yeah.
As is type of sale.
I'm sorry?
As is type of sale.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. And how soon realistically are you looking to do it?
Whenever. I'm not in a hurry, but I'm also not, I'm not in a hurry to sell it. Like if I rent it out, I can keep it for, I mean, I can keep it for a year or two. I don't really need to sell it. I was just trying to sell it because everything else is really expensive. But if you guys have a good offer and you want to close it in 15, 20, 30 days, I'm open to that.
Okay. How about this? Let me look a little bit more into this one.
Yeah.
I'm definitely interested. And I can definitely give you a call back because I know you're not in a hurry. But I think this is something I've been in it once. So, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. It helps when you're in there once before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, if somebody comes in and wants to put in 30, 50K, they can make it really nice. I'm just not trying to do that because I'm trying to sell it.
Right.
But again, if somebody came in and put that much, it would be worth mid for low 400s.
Right.
And so that's why I had initially marked it at 375.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Okay.
if you're interested, I do have a realtor, but that's fine. It's the Cap Center that I'm working for, so I w don't worry about the seller fees as long as there's no buyer's fees.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How about this? We'll recap tomorrow or later
Yeah.
this evening. I need to look at it a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
All right.
Okay, sounds
And
good.
I'll give
I
you a
appreciate
call.
it.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah, I'm sorry. Your name again?
My name's Zach.
Zach. Okay. Yeah, Zach. My name's Ivan. I'm sure you saw it on the thing.
Yes,
Yeah,
sir.
welcome to give me a call. Like I said, I'm not eager to sell it and I can rent it out and all that, but if you guys come up with some decent numbers, I have numbers that make sense in my head, stuff like that. Then yeah, I would love to chat about it if you guys are interested.
All right, brother. Well,
All
I'll
right.
definitely give you a call this evening or tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, thank you.